all tournament team, in fact, as it relates to this game. We've got Miley Cincinnati for Brookfield, Kathy Kennard. Also in this game, Mylan, Jordan Gray, and Katie Pauley. Mylan in its green jerseys, yellow numbers, some black trim. Brookfield, its home whites, blue numbers. And maybe a tint of black trim there as well. Mylan left to right, Brookfield right to left. The ball is up, Ben, in the hands of the Lady Wildcats. Near side, pass near wing, three-pointer is well short for Evelyn Castro. But it stays with Mylan. Katie Pauley, the aforementioned all-tournament player. It's loose and it stays with Mylan. Tali Gray with her first touch. She's a move-in from Schuyler County. Left block, layup short, rebound Brookfield.
She's scrappy, too. She's good at getting to the basket.
Yeah, her mother took a new job, didn't want to make the commute, can't blame them. So they're in the Mylan district now. Far side out of bounds, stays with Brookfield. Seconds played. We're still scoreless. Nathan Simler, the head man for the Lady Wildcats, watches on in the far corner. Out of bounds baseline. Possession stays Brookfield. Meanwhile, Tony Fairchild, the undisputed best coach in Meadville Lady Eagles history, now the head coach at Brookfield for the second year. Minute played. We're scoreless. Right corner three for Cincinnati, drains it.
Good ball movement by Brookfield. That's something you want to establish early, is everyone touches the ball, everyone keeps moving and keeping the defense on their toes. Something you like.
Near side three doesn't answer from Pauley. And a long rebound, Brookfield. Outlet far side, Cincinnati, right block, layup short. Tipped up offensive board. Second try, Cincinnati with five early points.
And a good thing there, Brookfield continuing to collapse on the board. Everyone going after the rebound.
Five nothing, Brookfield. Minute and a half played. Mylan 7-5 on the year. Brookfield's at 7-4. Nathan Simler apparently has a play called Florida in the book. So we're running Florida, wherever that is. So it incorporates a high ball screen. Near side jump shot for Castro, left rim. Rebound Brookfield. Right corner three, Cincinnati. Eight early points.
Yeah, she's been impressive. All of the team's points going up 8-0 quickly. They know exactly who to look for right now.
Dolly Gray's runner can't answer. Loose far side, kicked around. Out of bounds, and possession stays with Mylan. Katie Banner's leg got rolled up kind of awkwardly there. Surprised they didn't call any fouls on that loose ball. Inbound, Gray grabs high. Dribbles near wing, crosses over, runner off glass, rattles in. Brookfield misses, but gets back. Kennard up top, leaves right wing for Stufflebean, and a turnover. 8-2, the lead for Brookfield. Gray right side, another awkward runner, nothing touched there, and a rebound for Brookfield.
She's not scared to take those runners through contact, too.
Pass into the middle, Ewing jump shot blocked away. Katie Pauley, Mylan rebounds. Pauly, nice spin, fall away jumper short. Jordan Gray can't grab it. Rebound, Brookfield.
A quick spin move. I like that in the paint.
Yeah, it was a nice spin for sure.
Got her some space.
Near corner three-pointer is drained.
And what Brookfield's doing so well right now, Eric, is they're moving, not only moving the ball quickly, but they're moving it to completely different positions on the court, which doesn't allow the defense to recover. They pass it inside. There's a quick tip pass out to the corner.
And a near side jumper swishes for Castro. 11-4, Brookfield almost in the middle of the first quarter. Girls' third place contest. Next, Milan will host its own tournament, too, so they've got back-to-back tournaments. Near corner, Smith thought about another three. Right side, Kennard, left, bottom of the backboard. Rebound for Banner and Milan. Pauly, out of control, draws a foul. She'll head to the line.
First foul we see all game. And she's going to be someone who, if she uses her speed, she can get to the rim.
And she swishes the first. And the second is good as well. Eleven to six, Brookfield. 3:45, first quarter. Steal, outlet. Pauly, left block, layup. Two more.
That's hard. That's obviously on the left side, and for someone who's a righty, that can be a difficult layup to make.
Good footwork for sure. We had another near steal, but it resulted in a foul instead. That was Sydney Thudium with her first. Near corner three, Sincinic can't hit, trying the left side this time. And Pauly saunters front court. Behind the back, spins again, short shot back iron. Phenomenal skill level, though, for her.
Yeah, she's been exciting to watch early on here. She knows how to get into open space, or at least get herself some space to put up a shot.
Pass in the middle, Ewing left block, layup, no, but a foul called, then free throws for her.
These teams are both very disciplined, and you can see that, especially Brookfield. Their passing has been crisp. They know where to go with the ball when they have it. They know where their teammates are going to be.
That's two fouls on Jordan Gray. And the free throw for Ewing misses left. Shots up, bend in. So Ewing joins Sincinnick and Smith in the scoring column. 12-8, Brookfield, 2:48, first quarter. Pauly out of control, knocked around. Rebound, Brookfield, lost out of bounds, though, but it stays with Brookfield. Quick ball movement, right side jumper, Sincinnick rolls in.
Again, all five girls touch the ball on that side. I mean, great job moving the ball, creating movement on the defense, and getting the shot that you like, too, getting the open shot close to the rim.
And a foul called in the backcourt. Anything similar, I think, just Bark get the ball. He's fired up over there as we have a foul called on Niasi. Brookfield basketball, 14-8 its lead, 2:05 first quarter. Right side, Kennard, a lot of space, pumped instead. Hands off right corner. Double team, over to Kennard again, right elbow jump shot, well long. Knocked around, out of bounds baseline, stays with Brookfield. Inbound near corner. Smith swings for Cincinnati over the head, far side, off a pin down, right side three, Kennard halfway down. And a foul called underneath on Ewing. Or Smith, pardon me.
This has been a tale of two quarters, even though we're still in the first. The flow was a lot better to start this game, and now it's really trudged to a halt.
Pauly left side from 25, short, out of bounds, far side, and possession of Brookfield. That's a shot you can get at any time.
Now, if those start falling, Brookfield would be in trouble.
And Pauly comes out for a breather after that long shot. And Tolly Gray back in. Right side, Cynic offensive foul. That is on Sidney Thudium for an illegal screen. So Milan basketball, minute 05, first quarter, down 14-8, near side three. Castro, left rim, loose near side, over and back, and possession to Brookfield. Minute on the first quarter clock, Brookfield basketball. Cincinnati cross court for Stupplebean into the near corner. Avery Thompson in for the first time, out of bounds near side, possession to Brookfield. Right side, Kennard, white leg sleeves, cross court near side three, Stupplebean. High bounce, tipped up, baseline, out of bounds, possession of Milan. Down 14-8, 35 seconds, first quarter. And use this analogy in the glass school tournament. This is the old college shot clock, so an easy opportunity to hold for one if you so desire. It's kicked around, and it's Brookfield basketball. Right block, left block from Mahal. Ooh, there comes the foul call. Tally Gray sent that one in next week.
Yeah, I don't know if that's foul. I'll just say that point blank. She got all ball from behind. Not exactly sure where that foul was, but gives Brookfield two free throws.
First free throw is short for Kaylee Stupplebean. And the second back iron. Loose, saved in bounds. Left block. Lamp Stupplebean beats the buzzer by plenty.
I like the fact that she stayed with her basketball. She stayed with her shot. She didn't just back away when she shot that second free throw.
Out of bounds baseline. Possession of Brookfield. Yes, Stupplebean got the follow off that missed free throw. Now even out of bounds and possession is back to Brookfield. Field. Then we have a hair tie that gets chucked to the far side. And Brookfield ball, 2.5 seconds to play first quarter. One, and no shot for Brookfield. It's waved off. 16-8 after a quarter. Second quarter next from the Marceline Tournament.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
Cub Cadet, Gravely, and Polaris. Three dependable brands you can trust when it comes to work or play. Extreme Recreation on Highway 36, just west of Brookfield, gives you a great selection of power tools or power sports products to choose from. Lawn and garden products from Cub Cadet and Gravely. Zero-turn and tractor-style lawn mowers, hedge trimmers, string trimmers, log splitters, and more. Polaris power sports options for work or play like the ATVs, Razors, or Rangers for the farm. Whatever you need, work or play, Extreme Recreation is your first stop.
Oftentimes, we only hear about negative things in our youth. But the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Milan C2 School District encourage you to look deeper. Inside today's youth are hardworking, determined individuals striving for excellence in everything. The Milan School District is proud of their students and encourages them to have a positive influence on the world. Students, continue to do your best in sports, music, and any extracurricular activities you are involved in. And remember, every day is a great day to be a Milan Wildcat.
Layup. Castro draws a foul, and 16-8, the lead for Brookfield. It's really all Cincinnati in that. If she had an 8-0 run to start things off.
Yeah, that was quite the start to the game for Brookfield. And now we've seen plenty of whistles towards the end of that first, and now to start the second.
Second free throw through for Castro. Near side, out of bounds, possession back to Milan. You saw the Marceline girls in districts last year, right? Didn't you? Was that in your district? They'll be in
action. The K-Row, yeah.
Yep, they'll be in action later against Macon.
Yeah, Jordan Beck's got a good squad.
Yep, they got pretty much everybody back.
Yeah.
We'll have the Milan and Putnam boys tonight. Milan will be a favorite in that one, and the fouls are starting to rack up.
We had such a clean start to the first quarter, and now we're just hearing whistle after whistle.
Maybe if we just start saying, this game's getting choppy, the refs will hear us. Near side three-pointer, left rim. Rebound Brookfield with Thudium. It's taken right away. Pauly back into the game. She twirls left block. That's her go-to and draws another foul. That is 16 fouls on Brookfield.
She loves those spin moves. And she's good at them, too. She's quick. She's able to create space. Or get a foul called.
Two on Thudium. Pauly receives the left corner inbound. Drives left block layup. Side of the backboard. Offensive rebound. It stays Milan. Near side Gray. Crossover. And a foul called. And that's one and one.
Yeah, they've called probably six fouls in a row to start this quarter.
Dolly Gray, a junior. Spins. Releases and gets it. They like the size and speed she brings to this lineup. She's got some turquoise shoes, though, too, to go with the traditional green Milan uniform.
It's a good look. Stands out.
The logo's awfully small for these eyes, but she might even be wearing NBA brand socks, if I'm not mistaken. And she comes up with a steal and draws a foul from behind and free throws.
See, now, here's the thing. This game has certainly gotten choppy. We've seen the smooth passing from Brookfield kind of go into a relapse in a way, and they started to struggle with it a little bit more. And it's just hasn't been as crisp.
And the first free throw, front rim, right rim, out of bounds, and possession goes the way of Brookfield. So we're right about kickoff time, rather, for the Texans and the Colts. So it's playoff time, as it is every year at the Marceline Tournament. So what are your thoughts on the AFC, Benjamin, this year? Not necessarily a winner, just what comes to mind.
I think so. This Texans-Colts will be a fun game. Colts are, I mean, they're hot with Andrew Luck. He's been fun to watch.
Pauley misses, gets tipped. Field ball. 6-12 to play first half. 16-10 is the lead for Brookfield, but out of bounds possession back to Milan. Yeah, good quarterback play in that one. So somebody made a point, too, the other day. The wild card games this year are just so much better. You think, I remember being at the Marceline tournament 2 years ago, and Connor Cook was starting a playoff game because the Raiders were onto their
third string. Yeah, you never want to see that.
String,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that was unfortunate for the Raiders, too, yeah. those 2 years ago, but... I think the Colts have a really good shot.
Last year, there were some injuries this time of year. Near corner, three-pointer, airballed. Loose baseline. And we have a foul call. That is 15 fouls on Milan. Foul on Katie Banner. Near side three-pointer, right rim, front rim, and off. And a foul call. Yep, it's about to be a long second quarter.
Yeah, it was completely different from that first. Everything, there was very minimal contact now. I think both teams are really starting to realize they could go down low. And that's where a lot of these fouls are going to be. Been getting a little bit more aggressive, too.
1-1 free throw, banked out. Offensive board, Pauley layup, no, but a foul called, and more free throws. What are your thoughts on the Chargers?
Super Bowl contenders?
Yeah, I think so, too.
I can, probably Phillip Rivers' one last gasp of an opportunity to get that Super Bowl ring. Not really going to have a better class of players around him.
Yeah, how about
than he does now?
How about Hunter Henry like tearing an ACL over the summer
back,
and now he's gonna play? Pauley makes 2, 16-12. Brookfield leads 5:38 fourth quarter, and we have a timeout. So we'll take it too. 30-second timeout. 16-12. Brookfield leads 5:38 first half on Kirk.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Brookfield basketball, 5:35. First half, 16-12 is the advantage for Milan. Right corner, Smith, bounce pass, reversal. In the near short corner. Up top. Kennard twists, right block, layup, a lot of contact, and a foul called. And more free throws.
And she dribbled right into that contact, too. Great job not avoiding it or trying to adjust her shot, because sometimes when you do that, they won't call the foul. You just went right into it.
And the first free throw sinks for Kennard. That is her first point. And the second swishes. Milan basketball down 18-12, 3 minutes into the second quarter. What jumps to mind in the NFC for a Bears fan?
Bears Super Bowl win.
Other than that,
no, I think they'll have their hands full against the Eagles for sure. That'll be a fun game, though. I think that'll be one of the premier games of the weekend, not just because I'm a Bears fan.
Right side, layup drops in for Castro. Pardon me, actually, that was the nearby Katie Banner.
And here's the other thing about this game, too, is it's grinded to such a halt in terms of game speed as DeMilan's been able to kind of work their way back a little bit. Only down four. And until we remember Brookfield going up 8-0 to start this game, DeMilan has just slowly been crawling their way back.
Holly barrels in, right side, shot out of control. Down Brookfield. Fascinated to see how the Rams look. And that obviously some Missouri interests, even though they're in L.A. now, is a near corner three for Stubble Beans on that.
They've been trying to get that corner shot for most of this game. And the Rams and the Saints are the ones you want to look out for that, for the NFL.
Pass middle, short shot, Gray right. Rebound, Brookfield.
See if Brookfield can break this game open. They're up 7. Maybe go to double digits with a 3.
Left block, layup, second try, Smith, 2 and a foul.
3 the old-fashioned way. Eric Hewitt.
There you go. I'm picking the Seahawks. I have a tough time seeing Dak beat Russell. But you never
want to meet Russell in the playoffs, that's for sure. And the Seahawks have been hot. Very tough to beat a hot team in the playoffs.
Holly runner, left side. Rebound for Brookfield. Near side 3, back iron. Pass right block, fall away, layup, no. Ewing, offensive rebound, kick out, and a foul call. So Ewing to the line for the 1-1. She's 1-for-2 at the line thus far. A junior puts it up, halfway down and out. Rebound, Jordan Gray. The Grays are twins. Milan into the front court. 2:45 first half, down 23-14, but a foul called, and Polly to the line.
Yeah, I mean, that's a call you don't need to make. She was able to glide through the defense right there. And that's what she's so good at, too, is, I mean, she's someone who clearly is good with playing with a lot of contact, but, I mean, if she can avoid it, she's been doing a great job finding a lane that's open for her.
Over the back call on the missed free throw, and we'll go the other way. Duffle Beans first, misses right, it's tipped around, out of bounds baseline, and possession remains with Brookfield. Baseline inbound. Over to the right side, Cincinnati, Euro runner, no offensive board, we have a foul, it is over the back on Cincinnati.
This half is going to just be ended. We're just going to be doing a free throw competition, it seems like.
And that was one. I didn't really see much over the back contact there.
I don't know what happened there. There were no calls in the first quarter. And now you're continuing to it got a little chippier down low, and it's interesting because Brookfield was doing real well to start this game to move the ball on the perimeter and get those perimeter shots. Now, Milan, of course, adjusted defensively, but
right side three, Cincinnati, no offensive rebound and a putback for two. Ewing, her first field goal. Near side three, Gray, left rim. Rebound, Brookfield. Outlet near side, Kennard. 2-0 first half. 25-15, Brookfield. Kennard, zigzags, bounce pass, right block, layup converts.
And that's the other thing. Brookfield was finding success on the arc, so when Milan made the adjustments to guard them more tightly, they decided to go inside a little bit more. And that's going to cause a lot of bumping.
And Ollie chucks a contested 25-footer. It's empty. Brookfield rebound, right block, layup, Stuffle Bean drops it.
Brookfield trying to extend it, going into the half.
Stuffle Bean with nine. 29-15, Brookfield. Near side three, Banner, left rim. Rebound, Cincinnati. Brookfield basketball. She scampers front court. Hands off Kennard. Dropped it, and a foul call. That's already three on Banner. And the first free throw's through. Brookfield looking to double up Milan. It does. 30-15. 1:20 to play first half. Milan lost to South Shelby last night, 44-39. And it defeated Marceline, 51-48, a team that plays in the championship tonight. Again, though, because of that pool play, things a bit out of whack as far as who plays when. Right side jumper, short offensive board. Polly layup, good in the foul. This Polly girl's a freshman.
It's impressive. No, she's been all over the court, aggressively shooting the ball, but she's great at down low and rebounding it as well.
She makes the first.
She's got that line drive shot, but it works.
Thirty-1-18, Brookfield with the basketball. 44 seconds, first half. Near corner three, bottoms. Avery Thompson with her first points. Polly near wing, holds high. Couple of power dribbles, backs down. Turns it out, but a travel call. Actually, a very young Milan team. Only graduate one starter. Emily Castro. Polly a steal. 7 seconds first half. Five. Polly right block. Layup can't finish. Over the back call. With 9/10 of a second on the first half clock, and we'll go the other way for free throw.
Again, don't know about that one. But I thought that was a good job of her avoiding the contact, going to the basket. She kind of sidestepped the defender. Now, for a game like this, she's going to get the call, but sometimes you just won't get a call going into contact. Your best move is just trying to avoid the contact.
Free throw short. And the second goes. 35-18. Here's your halftime score. We'll step aside, come back, run through some numbers. We'll also hear from Dale Devenport, head coach of the Macon Tigers, from our earlier contact. You're listening to Regional Radio.
From neck or back pain to sports injuries to joint replacements, let Brookfield Physical Therapy help you get back to your life. Come see the experienced staff for quality, specialized physical, orthopedic, and sports medicine therapy services, and they will put together a rehabilitation plan that will work for you. Brookfield Physical Therapy is located at 122 North Main in Brookfield. Call them today at 660-258-7892 for an appointment. Brookfield Physical Therapy, keeping you in the game of life.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
First half numbers. Riley Sincinic has 10 for Brookfield. Kaylee Smith has 5. Cassie Kennard has 4. Megan Satman has 1. Kate Ewing has 3. Haley Stupplebean with 9. 3 for Avery Thompson. 3 for Evelyn Castro of Milan. 3 for Tali Gray. 9 for Katie Polly. 2 for Katie Banner. It is 35-18, your halftime score. You're listening to a regional radio. And coming up next, we'll have Dale Devenport making have head boys basketball coach with us to recap their first their game from earlier today on 99.9.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Cub Cadet, Gravely, and Polaris, three dependable brands you can trust when it comes to work or play. Extreme Recreation on Highway 36, just west of Brookfield, gives you a great selection of power tools or power sports products to choose from. Lawn and garden products from Cub Cadet and Gravely, zero-turn and tractor-style lawn mowers, hedge trimmers, string trimmers, log splitters, and more. Polaris power sports options for work or play like the ATVs, Razors, or Rangers for the farm. Whatever you need, work or play, Extreme Recreation is your first stop. Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tigers head coach after a 61-41 win against Marceline. How pleased were you to see your boys respond the way they did today after a tough game last night?
Yeah, I thought, you know, our legs were a little tired. We came up first half and our everything was short. The free throws, threes, even Lance at the rim, we just missed everything short. So, you know, I talked in the second half about getting a little more in shot. I thought the second half could really start hitting some shots and making some things difficult on the defensive end. I was, I'm pleased with the effort from my boys.
It was 29-28 at the break. What allowed you to open things up in the third quarter and really start to pull away?
We started hitting shots. Rickenberg hit a couple threes. Got to the rim. Jason Hawks had a really good pass to Carolina for a layup. And it really, once everybody else starts going, you know, teams are going to key in on Hawks, and I get that. And so, but when everybody else starts scoring and gets some buckets, now you got to go and guard them as well. Then the Hawks ain't going to do what he does. You know, Waller got going, and so when you've got those four kids scoring, you know, it makes us a lot more difficult to defend.
After they had a big first half from a scoring perspective, how were you able to clamp down defensively there in the third and fourth?
We talked about defending, showing. We kept trying to just kind of let them go baseline and not really showing on our help. We really started to show up on our help and making that hedge a little harder to make the driving lanes a little more uncomfortable for them. And I really thought they didn't really want to, with our pressure, they didn't want to turn that corner, which helped us to really be in a help position and get rebounds on the side.
We're talking to Macon's Dale Devenport. What are a couple of things you want to shore up before your home tournament?
I think just first off, be more confident. I think we are so inexperienced by most kids, except that, two kids on this team. So we're just trying to figure out, East 9, who we are, and get confident. When we shoot the ball well, we can play with anybody. We've done it this year. It's just doing that for a consistent game. You know, we have two games, our next four games for sure at home, with our two games, home games next week, and two games in our tournament. So, we have a lot of confidence at home. I think we're comfortable at home. So hopefully just trying to see some confidence as we get going into our tournament and in the conference play.
Appreciate your time after a victory against Marceline.
I appreciate the coverage.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The mission and philosophy of the Brookfield Senior Center is to welcome all citizens 60 and older, regardless of race, religion, or ability to pay. Located in the Junior Roberson Memorial Building at 143 Clawson Road, the center has provided senior services since 1974. The center serves nutritious, well-balanced meals Monday through Friday and also delivers to those who are homebound. The center routinely provides several health screening programs, such as blood pressure and blood sugar checks. Visit their Facebook page for daily menus and to find out what's happening at the Brookfield Senior Center today.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
start of this second half. Milan basketball right to left with a 35-18 deficit. Gray, runner from the free throw line, swishes. Running the other way, can't answer. And Pauly stepped on the baseline before she picked up the rebound. No Brookfield basketball. Left side, Stupplebeam. Rips it near corner. Three, Kennard. Right rim, high bounce. Pauly with the rebound. Scallops front court. Crosses over. Backs down. Fall away into traffic front rim. Offensive rebound, Castro. A scrap court and Brookfield ball. Bounce pass middle. Ewing, left block layup. Doesn't touch rim. Saved in bounds off the leg of Brookfield and out of bounds. Milan possession. Minute played, second half, 35-20 Milan trails. Pauly right side. Pass tipped. Brookfield a steal. Kennard crosses into the front court. Pass his left corner. Smith back for Kennard. Near wing. Cincinnati hands off Stufflebeam. Brookfield works the perimeter. Pass tipped, stays with Brookfield. Brookfield in no hurry. Pretty much going four corners here already. This has to be painful for Milan to watch. Near corner three, Cincinnati, left rim. Rebound Pauly, who charges into the front court. Right block, layup, bottom of the rim. Rebound Stupplebeam. That's painful for Milan. Minute on the defensive end, 2 seconds on the offensive end. Near side three, Stupplebeam, left rim. Rebound Pauly. She trots front court. And a turnover. Cincinnati all alone, and Milan head coach Nathan Simler is going to lose it over there. He takes a timeout. 37-20, Milan's deficit. 5:40 to play, third quarter. You're listening to 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
To 37-20 is the lead for Brookfield. Milan basketball. And we have him out of bounds. 5:24 to play in the third quarter. Milan ball. Castro right side passes right corner. Gray up top. Right side runner, left rim pops out. Offensive rebound, Jordan Gray. Goes over the head in the middle, banner tipped and taken. Near corner, Stufflebeam rolls it middle. Gray steps on it, and it's Milan ball. 4:45, third quarter. Gray accelerates, right block, layup, offensive foul.
And I know Brookfield's up 17 at this point, but this is the time to really put the pedal to the metal. Keep pushing. Or they can play four corners and use clock. One of the two ways.
I mean, very different philosophies.
Well, right, but the one thing you don't want to do is use a possession for 30 seconds.
And not get up a good shot.
And not score, yeah.
Jump shot up top, back iron, rebound Milan. Castro, right wing, three-pointer, right rim. Rebound Brookfield. Middle of the third quarter, 37-20, Brookfield's lead. The score is 2-2 thus far in the quarter. Right side three, though, Vincenic puts a dent into that.
You know, with these shooting teams.
As Tali Gray hits a two, I was letting you finish your thoughts. Sorry,
then. With these shooting teams, what'll happen is you really live by the three, you die by the three. And at this point, Brookfield's doing a great job just hitting the three.
As we have an out of bounds. Brookfield to inbound on the baseline. 40-22, it leads. 3:27 to play in the third quarter. Pass left side, swing into the left corner. Open three-pointer, Kennard can't knock down. Tipped up, offensive rebound, Ewing. 40-22 the score. Right side runner, Sincinic, back iron. Rebound, Milan. 40-22, the Lady Wildcats trail. 3:10 to play in the third. Near wing, Gray crosses over. Scoops near corner. Reset up top with Castro. Black leg sleeves, backs down. Rolls it out right corner. Swing Gray, right side. Three short this time. Offensive rebound, though. Back out to Gray. This time she bumps in. Right side three for Sister Jordan. Top of the backboard out of bounds. And possession to Brookfield.
I don't think that was necessarily a bad possession. I think what Milan is doing right now is you just have to keep shooting threes if you want to get back into this game. Two-point shots are just not going to be good enough. You're going to have to kick the ball out more than you're normally used to.
Backdoor find Thompson, bottom of the backboard, rebound Milan. At least it's been a more free-flowing quarter of basketball. Right side, side of the backboard. Second try, Gray rolls out. And a foul called underneath. Forty to 22, the score. As Ewing checks out. Inbound middle for Gray. Who crosses over, bobbles it out of bounds. Baseline into the Marceline black padding with tigers and gold, Marceline and white.
Yeah, now at this point, you just have to try to play four corners. Honestly, at this point, just hold it as long as you can. Keep the ball from going on the inside. That's definitely not the way to go.
Stuffle bean, zigzags middle, right block, fall away front rim. Rebound Milan. Inside, 2 minutes to play in third. Right elbow jumper, Gray, back rim. Rebound Thudium. Brookfield gets it across. Left side, Thompson. Rips it to the deep left side. Back left corner. Brookfield really working clock in this second half. Left corner, three. Thompson rattles in.
Now it's a perfect possession. You waste time, you get an open three, and you make it.
Gray one-hands it middle, left block. Layup rolls in for Jordan Gray. And that's her first field goal. Brookfield's 43-24, Brookfield's edge. 106 third quarter. And the second free throw drops in. Pass in the middle. Kick left side, reversing left, right rim, and Thompson to the line. First free throw, front rim, back rim in. Brookfield opened this game on an 8-0 run. It's a 35-18 lead at half. Second free throw is too strong. Rebound for Milan with Courtney McCollum, a junior. The Lady Wildcats into the front court. Their home tournament starts on Monday. A lot of back-to-back action. Right side runner, offensive foul, possession of Brookfield. .42 seconds, third quarter. Brookfield into the front court. Left side, Kennard. Sincinic and Kennard, both members of the all-tournament team, as mentioned. Also, Lexi Miller and Katie Richardson at Macon, as we have 20 seconds to play third quarter. Ramsey Bruner and Macy Edgar of Marceline. Left corner, Thompson with 15 seconds third quarter. Jordan Gray and Katie Polly of Milan. And Sidney Tomlin of Putnam County and Meredith O'Neill, South Shelby. Jumper in the middle, Kennard blocked. 5 seconds third quarter. Steele Thompson, Brookfield. Right wing three, Sincinic, right rim. 44-25, Brookfield leads after three. You're listening to 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Oftentimes, we only hear about negative things in our youth. But the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Milan C2 School District encourage you to look deeper. Inside today's youth are hardworking, determined individuals striving for excellence in everything. The Milan School District is proud of their students and encourages them to have a positive influence on the world. Students, continue to do your best in sports, music, and any extracurricular activities you are involved in. And remember, every day is a great day to be a Milan Wildcat.
Brookfield basketball to open the fourth. Right block, layup spins in. Sidney Thudium. .20 seconds played in the fourth, 46-25, Brookfield's edge. Bray crosses over, throws it near wing. Pass middle, intercepted. Sincinic. Sprints, left block, layup, bottom of the backboard, rebound Milan.
I think someone on Milan got a hand on that one, too.
Right side, McCollum, and a blocking foul. So we got Brookfield and South Shelby coming up. The boys side making Marceline goals. Milan Putnam County boys. Near side, Polly crosses over, step back, jump shot, right rim, drops in. Minute into the fourth. 46-27, Brookfield leads with the basketball. They've been intent on stalling, Ben, for quite some time, going all the way back to really early in the third quarter even.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a good job of it, too. I mean, it's hard to stall. You have to be a talented team to be able to stall effectively. And I thought they've done a pretty good job with it.
Near side, Thompson. Passes out loose, and there goes a wasted possession with that, but still works some clock. 46-27, Brookfield leads. Brookfield tried to inbound that basketball, but it had actually turned it over.
Trying to fake out the officials.
Whatever works. Pauly right side, three, front rim, back rim, and down.
Step back three, too. Another line drive shot, but it keeps working for her.
Cuts the deficit to 46-30. Brookfield in front, 2 minutes into the fourth, with possession left to right. Stufflebean hands off Smith. Dribbles off, screen left. Left side runner, Kennard, bottom of the rim, and free throws.
Certainly for Brookfield, a better possession than turning the ball over after trying to waste clock. But they have to be able to make sure they're on the same page, too, where, you know, you're trying to waste clock or are you going to try to score quickly? You really don't kind of want to be in the middle of that or try to take a bad shot scoring quickly.
Free throw, true. Kennard with five on a quiet day. Pauly right side, triple back, iron high bounce. Rebound Gray, follow, good enough foul. Jordan Gray.
Not the worst strategy. Pop from three, get the offensive rebound. And
the free throw is short. Yeah, Pauly's taking a wealth of tough shots, but the talent is quite obvious. And a foul call. Kind of got knocked around there in the backcourt there, bit of an unusual play.
Yeah, I mean, Pauly got the steal. That was heads-up play by her. She just swatted it away from Brookfield. Heads-up play.
And Brookfield with the basketball back, though, now into the front court. Kennard to the rim. Passes right block. Layup Ewing too strong over the rim. Rebound Milan. Pauly rushes middle. Foul called. On the floor appears to be the signal that it is. So we'll have a baseline inbound. Off a leg out of bounds again. Baseline. Possession stays with Milan. Pauly inbounds right corner. Jordan Gray all alone launches the three, back rim out. Rebound Brookfield.
That would have been a huge three, bringing it down to 12. And now
instead, it's a transition layup the other way, but it's missed for Smith and a foul call.
Surprised that wasn't a jump ball, to be honest.
Smith is done for the day, pardon me, fouled out. Milan basketball. Pauly up top, stutters middle. Right block up in, under, out of control, but finishes.
Off the window. Wow.
Into the middle the other way, out of bounds, baseline. Possession remains with Brookfield. 47-34, its advantage. And because of some of this stalling, now granted it hasn't been a huge comeback by any means, but Milan's tried to chip away.
Yeah, you can't lull yourself to sleep by stalling because that's looking a little bit what it's like happening with Brookfield. They're kind of lulling themselves to sleep, just trying to keep the ball in bounds and waste some clock.
Here they go with that wheel play up top, just handoff after handoff.
Yeah, honestly, just keep doing that until the game ends. If they can't stop you, they're not going to be able to stop you. I like the idea.
I don't think Milan likes it. And there's the foul.
And then, yeah, just make them follow you. Keep doing that if they're not going to be able to stop it. It's a
great
strategy.
And full timeout. 4:21 to play, fourth quarter, 47-34, Brookfield leads. You're listening to 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
The staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital in Brookfield provides a full range of services from their walk-in clinics, emergency department, outpatient surgery, physical and occupational therapy, respiratory therapy, radiology, and lab services to their specialty clinics for all ages. The staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital and their clinics are available 7 days a week. Pershing Health System has been dedicated in its commitment to provide quality health care to residents of Linn County and surrounding areas for many years. Pershing Memorial Hospital. Let those who care about you care for you.
We're back on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com as Ben Wittenstein alongside me. I'm Eric Dewitt. 4:21 to play here, 47-34. Brookfield leads. The Colts lead the Texans 7-0. For the NFL followers among you, as it is the start of the postseason this weekend in the National Football League, we've still got a couple of our own championship games to come today. It will be Macon and Marceline, so Ben will have you covered for the host team in the tournament. Broken inbound play defensively leads to an easy sideline play for a bucket for Kennard. And we have a three from the top of the key for Milan. It is Polly again. 49-37 Brookfield, middle of the fourth.
And now it's 12. And now
a steal, right block. Layup McCollum, front rim. Rebound, Stubblebean loses it away. It's kicked around. And another full timeout for Milan. We'll take it once more, 49-37. Brookfield leads, 3:49 to play, but it's Milan basketball when we return on Kirk.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. Ask them about special fall and winter rates. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Termites are no bigger than the tip of your finger, and they invade your home in such numbers that they can cause serious damage. If termites, ants, fleas, roaches, bedbugs, or some other insects are invading your home, call Acme Termite and Pest Control in Brookfield. Acme's third generation of professional pest control specialists will evaluate your home and begin the process of eliminating the problem. They also provide tree topping, removal services, and specialize in bedbugs. Call Randy Burns at Acme Termite and Pest Control at 660-258-3837.
Apologies there. We actually had a bucket while we were away. Jordan Gray scored for Milan. They signaled a full timeout, and the two teams didn't go to the bench. It was a little unusual. But either way, we're back in action. I don't think anybody's going to complain in the crowd. Milan possession, right side. Gray in the middle, two more.
Can you believe it's a single-digit game?
49-41 Milan's deficit. Inside 3 minutes, fourth quarter. Brookfield basically invited Milan back into this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right side, Kennard loses it. Turnover. Bounce pass, left block, layup, McCollum, 6-point game. Where was this?
I can't believe they've come back. This has been impressive. It's an impressive run. Brookfield has just struggled to score. They're going to call a moving screen?
Not sure. No, it appears to be a foul on Banner. It is. That should be 1-1. There it is. Kennard heads to the line. And her first goes. That was such an important shot. At least extends it back to a three-possession game. Kennard's second 8-point game. 51-43 Brookfield. 2:20 to play in the fourth. Mylan ball, right side jumper. Castro back at you.
Somehow Mylan is still feeling their shot. And they were not shooting well to start the second half. Here they are.
Pass tipped. Thompson. That looked like a travel. Do we have one? It's going to be a timeout or a travel. And Brookfield gets the timeout called. 51-45. We'll keep it here. Full timeout. Nope, this time they actually are sitting down, so we'll take the timeout. 51-45. Brookfield leads 2:04 to play. You're listening to Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Brookfield leads. 2 minutes to go. And it's Brookfield basketball. Inbound right block. Lampson. Cynic front rim. Tipped loose. Cynic on the floor. Dribbles her way up into the corner. We have another Brookfield timeout. I don't blame him there. We'll take it again. 51-45. Minute 58 to play. A fourth quarter. You're listening to Kirk.
The staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital in Brookfield provides a full range of services from their walk-in clinics, emergency department, outpatient surgery, physical and occupational therapy, respiratory therapy, radiology, and lab services to their specialty clinics for all ages. The staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital and their clinics are available 7 days a week. Pershing Health System has been dedicated in its commitment to provide quality health care to residents of Linn County and surrounding areas for many years. Pershing Memorial Hospital. Let those who care about you care for you.
Brookfield's in front, inside. 2 minutes to play in the fourth. Eric Duick, Ben Wittenstein. Mylan trailed by 19 at the start of the frame. Up top, Cincinnati. Free throw line. Runner needs it, gets it.
Important to note, too, Brookfield with three timeouts left. Mylan with only one.
Polly drives. Bounce pass, left block. Lab Gray responds. All 11 of Jordan Gray's points in this half. Cincinnati, near side, bounce pass, middle, it's tipped, and right back to Brookfield, right block layup, Cincinnati scores.
That was about as lucky as you can get if you're Brookfield, almost a steal, instead you get it right back and able to go up two.
Polly from 30 feet, bricks, and a rebound Brookfield, and it should have been, it was just the English of the basketball. Mylan had it, and it juggled away to Brookfield's hands.
A three here would be huge for Brookfield. It would obviously put them up ahead double digits, but that's been something they've been so good at in this game, is finding that corner three.
A three would effectively end it. But Mylan comes up with a steal. McCollum throws it to Polly, but Brookfield takes it. Right block, layup, Cincinnati, 21 for her. So Brookfield, credit where credit's due, as Mylan turns it over on the transition. The Lady Bulldogs bent pretty heavily, but never quite broke there. Contact on the inbound. We're going to have free throws.
Question is how much, what's he going to let the score get to before he stops fouling? Polly's over there, hands on her knees. She has put everything into this game.
Kennard's free throw connects. And that should about end it. 11-point game now, 58-47, 45 seconds to go. Heck of an effort as Kennard's second one rattles in. Brookfield will move to 8-4. Hey, if Mylan can play like this in full games as Jordan Gray's layup drops, they'll be tough. Another timeout on the floor, 59-49. Milan trails 38 seconds, fourth quarter on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
To 49. Brookfield leads with possession left to right, 38 seconds to play. Brookfield possession. Jordan Gray has 13 points in the second half. She's been a huge part of this comeback for the Lady Bulldogs as Milan brings the pressure. Bounce pass right side. Pop back middle. Now outlet 3-on-1. Cincinnati bounce pass. Right block. Layup Thompson. Good ball movement. Out of bounds baseline. Possession stays Milan, but now down 61-49. Inbound up top, pass back near corner. Three-pointer for Polly, line short. Loose, out of bounds baseline, 12 and a half seconds left off of Milan Brookfield ball. And that should be it. Inbound right corner. And a foul called on Milan. Kennard's first, swishes. And her second on that as well. 63-49. Brookfield leads, 10.5 seconds to go. Polly steps into a 30-footer, buries it. That gives her 22, and that ends the ball game. 63-52, your final. So Brookfield takes third place on the girls' side. We'll come back, run through all our post-game numbers and honors on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
The mission and philosophy of the Brookfield Senior Center is to welcome all citizens 60 and older, regardless of race, religion, or ability to pay. Located in the Junior Roberson Memorial Building at 143 Clawson Road, the center has provided senior services since 1974. The center serves nutritious, well-balanced meals Monday through Friday and also delivers to those who are homebound. The center routinely provides several health screening programs, such as blood pressure and blood sugar checks. Visit their Facebook page for daily menus and to find out what's happening at the Brookfield Senior Center today.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Your number one Brookfield Bulldog fans, Auto Owners Insurance and DeVoy Baker Insurance Agency of Brookfield is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Visit DeVoy Baker Insurance of Brookfield today at devoybakerinsurance.business.site or call 660-258-2233. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. From neck or back pain to sports injuries to joint replacements, let Brookfield Physical Therapy help you get back to your life. Come see the experienced staff for quality, specialized physical, orthopedic, and sports medicine therapy services, and they will put together a rehabilitation plan that will work for you. Brookfield Physical Therapy is located at 122 North Main in Brookfield. Call them today at 660-258-7892 for an appointment. Brookfield Physical Therapy, keeping you in the game of life.
Some scoring totals. Riley Stinsenek had 21 for Brookfield. Kaylee Smith had 5. Lagan Satman with 1. Sydney Thudium with 2. Cassie Kennard had 13. Kate Ewing had 3. Kaylee Stufflebean had 9. Avery Thompson had 9 as well. Jordan Gray had 13 for Milan. Courtney McCollum had a couple. Katie Banner had a couple. 22 for Katie Polly. 1 for Niasi and 5 for Evelyn Castro. The outstanding player of the game on regional radio goes to Riley Sinsenek. And it is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Jeff Freeman Agency, and Mobile for all of your insurance needs. Auto Home Life. 63-52, the final. Up next, Brookfield and South Shelby Boys on Kirk.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. Ask them about special fall and winter rates. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Termites are no bigger than the tip of your finger, and they invade your home in such numbers that they can cause serious damage. If termites, ants, fleas, roaches, bedbugs, or some other insects are invading your home, call Acme Termite and Pest Control in Brookfield. Acme's third generation of professional pest control specialists will evaluate your home and begin the process of eliminating the problem. They also provide tree topping, removal services, and specialize in bedbugs. Call Randy Burns at Acme Termite and Pest Control at 660-258-3837.
Your number one Brookfield Bulldog fans. Auto Owners Insurance and DeVoy Baker Insurance Agency of Brookfield is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Visit DeVoy Baker Insurance of Brookfield today at devoybakerinsurance.business.site or call 660-258-2233.